Madness on BBC Essex. It's a Thursday afternoon. It's 10 past two. Yeah, Thursday, I know. Yeah, exactly. Second day back to work. Third day of the year. Who knows what's going on? Yeah, well, look, everything will be fine come Monday. We'll just bumble our way through the next few days. It'll be fine. But good news is it is a Thursday, so not long till the weekend again, which is always nice. And it's takeaway night tonight as well. Yeah, it is. Absolutely. So we'll do that shortly. Right now, I want to chat with... I've got some live music on the show this afternoon, which is always excellent. You know how much I like a little bit of live music. But I do have to start, David, straight away by saying, is your site supposed to be in Japanese?
Yeah, I'm going to do one song sort of half in Japanese. So the verses are in Japanese and the hooks are in English.
Okay. So
a bit strange, aren't I?
I was slightly concerned because when I look at your website early on, because I was having to listen through some of your tracks, I landed straight on the Japanese bio page and I'm thinking,
oh, right.
It might be my fault. Don't panic.
No.
I think it was probably my fault. Usually is. And I thought, hang on a minute. I'm going to have to speak Japanese this afternoon because this might make an interesting afternoon.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Yeah. Karaoke. There it is. That's the extent of my Japanese.
About the same as mine. Yeah.
So am I right in saying that you live out there? Or?
Yeah, my wife's Japanese. So I live in Sapporo, which is in the North Island of Hokkaido.
Right.
And I've been there about 4 years now.
But, why? Why did you go?
Well, initially, because my cousin lived out there. She'd lived out there for about 6 years. And I was going through a bit of a trauma in my life. And she said, why don't you pop out and do a bit of English teaching?
Okay.
So I thought, yeah, okay, that sounds like a good idea. And in 2014,
Had you taught before?
Sorry?
Had you done like teaching
before?
Yeah,
I've done a little bit because I lived in Spain. I've lived in Spain, in Barcelona, most of my adult life.
Right.
And I taught English there for a long time.
Okay.
And previous to that, I was a musician. I was a bit of a musician in Spain as well. But anyway, I went out to Japan, to meet my cousin. And I did some work out there teaching English. And then I went backwards and forwards a few times and I met my current wife and I ended up going there. You know, it's better than England.
Sorry. No, don't apologise for having your opinion on it. It's fine, because I've got some friends who went, two brothers that both went, it'd have been 2017 now, so year before last. And they wouldn't, I mean, they're both teachers as well, actual school teachers.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't shut up about it. But I wasn't, like, annoyed at this. It was like, they obviously loved it, like, instantly, within a space of two and a bit weeks.
It takes a little bit of getting used to, because it's like landing on another planet at first, because...
Is it like being in the future?
Yeah, well, it is, really. When you land in a big city, it is just crazy. You don't understand anything. So you immediately become illiterate because you can't read a thing. You know?
No.
So it is a bit weird.
But you must have picked up a bit.
Yeah, I can speak a little bit of Japanese now, like konnichiwa and gominasai and sumimasen.
You can go in somewhere and order some basic bits and pieces.
I can follow about 10%, 15% of a conversation.
Order a cab. Get into a cab and say,
easy. Taxi!
Is it just taxi?
Yeah, there's a lot of American there, American English there, so most of them speak a little bit of English. They can.
See, that strikes me as a strange thing, because whilst I'm sort of not surprised to hear that they speak English, that part of the world, the China, the sort of Japan, the Korea sort of part, I imagine being quite. Quite proud of their own language.
Oh, definitely.
But not wanting to just not ignore tourism and things like that, but
But remember that Americans were in Japan for a long time after the Second World War, so there is quite a big influence from America.
Yeah,
a lot of the names are the a lot of the signposts. They're in two languages, are in Chinese. In Japanese and English as well.
Yeah,
and most of the menus in the restaurants are in English as well. You know, and Japanese.
Yeah.
So there is quite a lot of English in Japan, more than in Spain, in fact. You know, it's crazy,
now that is surprising.
Yeah, and they're taught English at school, so as well.
That's
from
incredible.
An early age. So.
Well, I want to talk more about that, more about your life and the music that you've obviously brought in for us this afternoon as well. It's nearly 2:15, so we've got some breaking news on the way in just a second. Let's do a bit of travel news first.
Travel news from BBC Essex.
Barry Lewis is here with an update on the roads. How are you, Barry?
Rob Jelly. This is BBC Essex.
David Sweetlow in the studio this afternoon. We've got some live music all the way from Japan. Technically, it is, but we'll find out more in a moment.
You and me.
No Doubt on BBC Essex, 20 past two on a Thursday. We've got some live music for you this afternoon, courtesy of David Sweetlow, who's coming all the way from Japan. Why are you here, actually? That's
well,
like, you
I
live in Japan.
I come to do this radio show.
You've flown, you didn't fly over from Japan.
I did.
Don't try it, David. Don't listen.
No, I'm visiting family and stuff.
Have you been back here for Christmas the festive period?
Yeah,
so when did you go back?
7th of January.
Okay, so not a few more days and you're back home?
Yeah.
And then back to the, I guess, the day job and
well, no,
the
I work as
life.
A musician and producer there, so I'm playing live a couple of times a week and I produce songs for Spotify and all my stuff go. So I'm basically a producer, that's what I do there. I work as a producer and do my tracks, put them up on Spotify and try and get my music streamed, you know.
Excellent. Well, people can go and find you. We'll give all the full details of where everything is in a second. We're going to play a couple of songs for us. This first one is actually part Japanese, part English, and it's called Hokkaido.
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 Hokkaido in Japanese.
Hokkaido
Mountain Blue. Yeah.
And this is available on your Spotify. And
yeah, it's in English on Spotify at the moment. I'm going to be redoing the track in Japanese. So,
and you're going to do a part of it in Japanese
for
us now?
I'm going to do the Japanese version today, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not going to try and pronounce that again because I will only mess it up. David Sweetlow for you on BBC Essex this afternoon.
Okay, thank you very much.
It's beautiful. It's mesmerizing. It's mesmerizing listening to the words. And I have no idea what you're singing.
I can tell you quickly.
Go on.
It's I dream of snowy nights, caught in winter tides, smothered in satin blue, covered in loving you. That's the first
Is it not really hard to rhyme in another language? Because the part of being British and our love of music is, the rhyme is nice. It, yeah. sort of, it just pleases the mind, doesn't it? When you go to another language.
Yeah. Well, actually, in Japanese songwriting, they don't rely on rhyming. It's not in. They're not. It's not,
it's not a big thing.
No, no. So you'll find that a lot of those lyrics don't actually rhyme, but it works. I don't know why, but
it does. It's amazing. It's incredible.
Hokkaido.
Hokkaido.
Hokkaido Mountain Blue.
Hokkaido Mountain Blue. Mm.
Hokkaido is the northern island, northernmost island of Japan.
And so it's about it's yeah. about there.
It's, yeah, it's just it's a love song about a skier and a musician.
Hey, you didn't think you won't get that anywhere else on your radio dial this afternoon. I'll tell you that much. So where can we find you online for more details?
I'm on Spotify. Yeah, I've got a website called davidsweetlaw.com, and all my music's for sale, and some of it's free. You can download it for free off my website. And yeah, on Spotify, really.
And do you sort of come back to the UK to play at all? Or is
I would love to if I was asked.
Yeah.
Anyone out there wants to book me, I'm free. No, but usually most of the time I play in Japan.
That's where you're based.
Japan, in Tokyo, I go there quite a lot. And Osaka.
So quite a lot of love for playing sort of English songs or singing in English.
Yeah, I'm a bit of an oddity in Sapporo because Sapporo's it's a big city.
Yeah.
But there's only 2% foreigners, and there's only about 4 of us that actually go around playing live.
Wow.
Musicians, songwriters. And so I'm a bit of an oddity there. So I get booked because of that, because I'm a Western guy, and yeah. It's unusual for them, you know. So
it's incredible. You can play us one more before you dash. Is that right?
Yeah,
what else are you gonna play?
I'll just change the key.
That's all right.
So this one's a bit of a sad song, really. It's called Still the One, and it's kind of about a couple that have been married for a long time, and one of them passes away, and it's about grief and stuff. So, okay. But yeah, I mean, I think people are like it though. They love it there.
Let's have a listen. It's David Sweetlaw on BBC Essex this afternoon.
Okay.
Summer times. Christmas tree.
Absolutely gorgeous. David Sweetlow this afternoon on BBC Essex. David, thank you so much. An absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I love having live music on the show. And I'm an absolute advocate for people experiencing music properly, the live way.
That's great.
Whilst we might not be able to see you here in Essex, maybe if we find ourselves on the other side of the planet in Japan, we'll come and see you play sometime.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
DavidSweetlow.com if you want to hear more of David's music, and you can find him on Spotify as well.
The Flashback with Rob Jelly. This is BBC Essex.